We have Tracy Anderson here in the studio with us. Tracy is the Extension Educator for 4-H in Lake County. Thank you so much for being with us, Tracy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes. And full disclosure, she's also my neighbor. And so I've actually been thinking about this interview for a while and just now making it happen. 4-H is just coming up in conversation these days. And it seems to me to be kind of a longstanding tradition. Probably had many iterations, and it's just quietly running along in Lake County. So tell us a little bit, Tracy, about where does 4-H come from in Lake County? You know, how long, what's your involvement been? And just give us a little history.
Yeah, well, 4-H itself has been around over 100 years. And like you say, many iterations. I think that's one of the things that's really interesting and great about 4-H is really kind of moving with the times, you know, so what's happening right now? You know, so when it started in the early 1900s, it had a certain look to it, you know, met certain needs in the community. And I think today those needs are different, but we're still, you know, reaching out to young people. And what do young people need? And what does the community need? And how can we make that match?
Yeah. And then let's just think of it like 100 years ago. Wasn't it all about farmer kids, or is that just a more recent iteration? I mean, that's what I think of 4-H, but I know that's a really limited view.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is its roots. That was part of the roots of it, was, you know, agricultural component in terms of farms and things. And that is definitely still a component, but with the changing of the times and, you know, especially STEM has become a bigger focus, but also just leadership, you know, youth leadership. How can we get young people ready for what else is out in the world, you know, build life skills, you know, whatever that may mean. So, you know, some of it is still that agricultural roots, but it's definitely broadened beyond that.
Yeah. And what does it actually look like on the ground? Like, what do you do with kids?
What I say about 4-H, what I think is great about it is it's what you want to make it. It's what you need for you and your family. And so it looks very different in every county and in every club, every group. But here in Lake County, we have four community clubs. And what a community club is, how that looks is it's led by a volunteer in our community. They meet about once a month in a little bit smaller group. Also, I should say 4-H is for young people, grades kindergarten through 1 year past high school. And we do go by grades versus age, a number age, because it just really works better for, you know, where young people are at. And so we do that grade kindergarten through 1 year past high school. And then I do an after school club, one at the Minnehaha and one up at the William Kelly. Those haven't started yet. We're getting a little bit slower start here than some years. But last year we started in January and do that once a month. So, and all of those opportunities are really youth driven in terms of what do the young people want to learn about? And we kind of explore that. So that's kind of more club places. But then we also, 4-H is a lot of learn by doing, a lot of independent learning. And so there are other aspects we'll do in the summer. It's a pretty busy time for us. And we'll do like a project fun day where young people can come together and learn new skills, you know, explore different projects in different ways, hands on. We also do a very strong horse program here in Lake County. And so there's horse events in the summer. We also do, actually, 6-7 years now, we've done a Water Watchers program for young people grades 6 through 10, really focusing on water and focusing on aquatic invasive species and how that all connects to our world.
And then if there are listeners who are sitting here wondering about their children or their grandchildren or even themselves, like, is there a type of kid that really thrives under this? Is it for kids that aren't necessarily in sports, or can you do both? You know, who are the kids that really benefit from 4-H?
Every kid. honestly, really every kid can benefit from 4-H. And again, I think that's the beauty of 4-H. It's can fit into what works for you. So if you are in sports and your time is much more limited in certain times of the year or certain times of the day, there are other opportunities. So we have young people that will do the after school club, and that's for more of that elementary age. But once a month, right after school for about an hour, we have some kids that do much more. So most of what I've talked about is really county specific. There are some regional opportunities as well. We're part of the Northeast region up here, obviously. Makes sense, right? And so there are some youth leadership retreats and conferences and things that young people can attend as well. So, you know, it's one of those things that when you sign up, that doesn't mean that you're locked into, you know, showing up every single day all year. You know, it really is flexible. And then the other piece that a lot of people know about Or maybe you don't anymore, is the Lake County Fair that happens in August. And that's probably our biggest showcase. That's where the idea of that is young people work on projects throughout the year and then bring them to the fair. And then we have what's called conference judging. And what we know in 4-H is that research has shown that it's not just enough for a young person to do a project or experience a project. It's much more valuable, and they learn a lot more when they're able to then explain to someone else and talk to someone else about it. And let me tell you, the
Makes
projects
sense.
That the young people do are amazing, and they want to tell you.
Yeah, give
about
us an example.
Process.
Like, what kind of projects?
Oh my gosh, they go from anywhere from photography. We have a lot of photography, so it's taking that picture, knowing what the camera used, knowing what a little bit about that. Foods, you know, baking things or cooking things.
Yep.
Health and safety, maybe health and safety poster, growing things, gardening, things like that. I mean, we've had all the way from maybe putting a seed in a little soil and growing a marigold plant up to many years ago, we had a young person build an entire tiny house. We've had more recently, we had someone redo an old boat that had been a family heirloom, really. So it really, and that's where it's really youth driven. You know, what is that spark that really is something you're interested in and finding it and kind of going off of it? And then, so it's kind of that, the other piece with really with 4-H is that youth driven, we say, but guided by adults. So the adults are there to help, you know, youth when they need that extra help or to guide them along the way, but not to do, you know, all of that project.
Yeah,
for them,
not to do
example.
It for them. Now, it strikes me, Tracy, that this is in some ways countercultural in that, you know, a lot of kids are, I mean, it seems like probably a lot of what you do is outside. It's physical. It's in the world. Do you have struggle to get enough kids in this? And do you find it to be a good antidote to iPhones?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, what's interesting is I think that with 4-H, we realize that iPhones, for example, are a part of our world, of our young person's world. So
right.
It's sort of what's that balance, you know, because there's opportunities to use that and opportunities to do other things. So we're always growing. We were growing for a long time, and then COVID changed how we were able to do things. We still kept really great membership going, but it dropped a little bit, and now we're back up on the upswing. I was just looking at some of the numbers from, you know, last year into this year.
Yeah.
So we were well over 100 members. We were more closer to 150, and now we're back to that, you know, 100 number. But
okay.
So it, you know, it kind of ebbs and flows, but yeah, just we really do have a solid program here, and just really great support from the community and the county. And
how many of the kids, when they start, do they continue all the way through, or is that kind of rare? Like, I know with Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, you know, a lot of them start and then just a very few of them finish. Is that a similar thing, or how many older kids do you have?
There's definitely, you know, more in the, you know, maybe that younger area, but we surprisingly have quite a few that really, you know, kind of do gamut, you know, the full gamut of start at kindergarten and go through 1 year past. We also have quite a few, we have quite a few opportunities in that middle school age. So that 6 to 10, we've really been trying to, you know, focus on that a little bit more, really try to think intentionally about some opportunities for that age group. Cause we know that is an age group that, you know, that is a good target.
And that can get left sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially the middle schoolers.
Yeah. You know what, you know, a little bit older, high school, you know, you start getting jobs and start, you know, driving and all those things. And so other things come into play. But again, I think that's the great thing about 4-H is being able to sort of interweave it into life and learn life skills through 4-H that you can then use, you know, in all aspects.
Tell us a little bit about the STEM travel that some of your kids had an opportunity to do recently.
So I worked with a regional extension. Well, there's a team of us in the Northeast region, and what we called it was STEM at UMD. And so it was,
STEM being science, technology,
science, technology, engineering, and math.
Okay.
Yep. And so we worked with a Swenson School of Science at UMD, and it was a 4-day, 3-night experience for young people grades 6 through 10, stayed in the dorms, ate in the dining hall. We had a campus tour. Every day we had activities led by faculty to really highlight what is offered at UMD. But furthermore, our real goal was for young people, you know, even in that 6 through 10 grade, to sort of think about after high school. So what does that mean? It might mean a 4-year college like UMD. It might just mean learning through this experience at UMD, what else is out there? So the departments talked about a variety of things, sustainability, chemical engineering. There's a chocolate lab at UMD, for those that didn't know. So we learned about sourcing chocolate and making chocolate and the chemistry behind that. We went to the planetarium. We did a few different things in the planetarium, learning about water in space and all sorts of things, water in the world. So yeah, it was just a lot of different, went to Bagley Nature Center, did some hiking, learned about sustainability on campus and in the city of Duluth. So it was just really an opportunity to not go too far from our home county, but learn about what else is out there.
Yeah, yeah. And now let's just mention that you do have two children of your own. And I know I've done a lot of things where my kids specifically did not join because I was doing it. Do you have kids that are part of 4-H or do they want to steer clear because their mom's running it? Just out of curiosity.
I have two. I have a ninth grader and a fifth grader, and they are both involved. Again, I keep going back to this, but they are both involved very differently. So
yeah, right.
My daughter has, she's that fifth grade, so she's done the after school club each year. She really likes that. It really is a hands-on, fun, something different to do after school. She also has done the fair. She likes doing some of those projects that she can work on throughout the year. And then my son, and then she also has been more involved in our local community club that we attend and going to those meetings once a month. My son has done more. If he did the STEM at UMD, he's really gotten into some of the photography and some of the art projects. He's done some crafts and fine arts projects, some paintings and things for that he's showcased at the fair and that conference judging where you talk to an adult about your project. So they both have been involved, but definitely in different ways.
Yeah, fair enough. That's how it should be. And now we are out of time, Tracy, but just quickly tell us, how can people learn more if they want to get involved or just have interest or questions?
If you do a quick Google search for Minnesota 4-H, can pop up through that way and, navigate through to find Lake County. My office phone number is 218-834-8379. My email is turne275@umn.edu.
Wonderful. I'm speaking with Tracy Anderson. She is the Extension Educator for 4-H in Lake County. Thanks so much, Tracy. Is there anything I forgot to ask or that you want to mention before we sign out?
Thanks. No, it was fun to talk about. There's just so much. It's hard to condense it all. But yeah, let me know if anyone has any questions.
I'm absolutely. Yeah, great to just have a little shout out on the radio. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Thanks.
That was Tracy Anderson.